Welcome to another weekend edition of The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man we call the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties, by the way, in the same quarter, in the same game. A record that'll never be broken. The all-pro defensive end. The acting legend from Hunter and so many other great series, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Get my headset squared on here so I can communicate with you people. And
who turned your microphone at an angle like that? Just talk right into that thing. I want to be able to... There you go.
How about this?
Oh, my gosh. You sound so much better. Those great Fred Dreyer right. tones.
And, you know, I almost didn't come in because of the Zika virus.
Wait a minute. There's a story there. What do you mean about the Zika virus?
Well,
what
you
happened?
Know, Pau Gasol is... Mulling over the not showing up for the Olympics.
Why? Because of the Zika virus?
Because of the Zika virus, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I don't blame him.
You're a little scared about that as well, too, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't blame him for him because, you know, you never can tell. You know, this world has gotten more and more just pilfered with its...
Pilfered?
No, that's not the word, Pilfered.
Jimmy Pilfered, second baseman for the White Sox.
Yeah, he was crazy. They actually put him in a
crazy house. Pilfered.
They took him away.
Yeah, they did.
And they climbed over the center field fence and they pulled him over.
Jimmy Pilfered.
They pulled him through the gate. It was amazing.
Gave new meaning to the word Pilfered because Jimmy used to go out and really screw around with the world. But anyway, this world's been pilfered by what, the Zika virus? Pilfered,
but it's been polluted.
Yeah.
It's been polluted by every third world... a disease known to man is now back. We now have more diseases now here in America that we thought we got rid of right after World War II.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't mean to go ahead and set the disease
We're going to take it this next break. We're going to take your blood.
Can you do that?
I want to make sure that you're not coughing that crap over here on me.
You got a story to tell today on the show today. We're going to talk about you vacationing in Brazil. You told me this one over the weekend, and we got we have to tell that one.
That's not one
you clean
tell.
It up for the air, and you can tell this one.
That's not one you want to tell.
You can tell this one. It's one of the great stories of all time.
Of course it is. I was
get him a drink, would you? So by the end of the show, he'll tell a
give
story.
Give me some schnapps like Seinfeld.
That's good.
They gave that to Diane, you know, when they wanted one of hers to shoot her mouth off.
That's the great Fred Dreyer. It's the sports show on CRN.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
When you pick up a Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set for $19.99 at Napa, you're not just getting 26 beautiful chrome-plated instruments. You're getting something that shows the world if there's a problem, you've got 26 ways to tackle it. That's $19.99 for a 26-piece screwdriver set and 26 ways to show you're the man for any job that requires screwdrivers. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. This is the show where you're not going to have guys talking like this, sports with you. There's a bunch of guys that do sports shows like that. You ever notice that? They go, I'm told you this is
my man. Well, there's six people in the booth yelling at one another.
Yeah, there's people talking over each other. We don't do that. By the way, I know you like to listen to talk shows. Did you tell me that he's not a sports guy, although I do think he does like football? Mark Levin is losing it. Is he starting to go a little crazy on his show?
Mark is very concerned
is
about
agitated?
This Trump situation.
He is. He's getting real agitated about it.
That's look at, you know,
takes all kinds. Gotta love all talk shows.
It's a little bit too late now to start yelling for the first conservative to show up. We had a guy out there for over a year, and people rejected him. That's all I know.
That's it. We have Paul Gasol, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, skipping the Olympics. He's afraid of the Zika virus, so
yes.
That's going on right now. By the way, that Game 7 that they had, the NBA playoffs, and we're into the finals now, but Bernie Sanders showed up there with Danny Glover, and I'm just wondering, I didn't see Bernie in the stands, but I wonder what he was wearing, because every time I see Bernie Sanders on television, he's got kind of a ragged white shirt that looks like he slept in it. It looks like a little sweat stain, and the sleeves are rolled up, and the collar, there's no tie on there, and the hair's all messed up. And then I saw a TV commercial for him, and he looked really nice and neat with a tie. But when he's out and about, he kind of goes
well,
with the
Danny,
all kind of...
Danny carries a lot of shirts around for him.
Danny Glover.
Yeah, that's why he's there. That's the only use for that guy.
That's right, because the acting career...
Danny, could you get me another shirt?
All right, so that's good. It was good to see Bernie and Danny there at the game. Well, wait, what you got here? You got some football news. Is there something new in football?
Yeah. There.
You're the all-pro defensive end. Come on.
It's old, but it's new. I love the stupidity of life, as you well know, folks. And 500 days later, Deflategate is still a full mystery.
Come on. 500 days we've been talking about Deflategate.
500 days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't want to read all this, but I'll just read a couple little blurbs because it's kind of funny. We can't be certain if, and the NFL never explained how, footballs were deflated before the 2014 AFC Championship game. Deflategate might exist only in the investigation and not in the actual event. It could be a fire without a spark, at least an organic one. There is so much we don't know and might never know, but the Deflategate legacy will be what we've already learned, namely the NFL authority structure supports and, in some cases, encourages the imposition of discipline independent of the availability of indisputable facts, and that I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, leave it there. It's starting to get pretty boring.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you,
it was terribly boring. But it's 500 days.
Yeah,
it's just 500 days.
Tom Brady's still fighting it, right?
They want to take his money away from him.
Yeah, they want to
because
four games,
a guy, this guy, what the heck was his name?
Alfredo Griffin.
No, Jim McNally.
Jim McNally was the locker room attendant.
Yeah, he's the one that moved
air
the balls.
From the balls.
You want to read it? Go ahead.
Yeah, he did. Jim McNally removed the air from the balls. Brady, he said that Brady instructed him to do it. Brady's saying, I didn't. And there you go. And
that's
the NFL's
it.
Involved in it, and it's like,
that's
let it, it go already.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm done with Deflategate.
Well, that's That's the league. That's government football for you. I keep saying it all the time.
Did you ever have like
that's what you have?
Did they have something when you played in football many, many, many years ago when you were in the NFL? Did they have some kind of craziness like this? Or some big scandal going through the football leagues?
Well, no.
No, you just played the game, right? You practiced during the week, you suited up, you played the game Sunday. Did they? Let me ask you this question, because you play. Did they ever ask you, you were the quarterback, Ferragamo, whoever was there with the Rams and you were playing, and did they ask him to check the football that he wanted him to inflate it the way he wanted to? Was that something, or did you just, nobody even thought about it, did they? When you played, did you ever notice that somebody
It's like sitting down and noticing what side your fork's on. Who cares?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the outcome of a game. It has nothing to do with anything. You'll see kickers. We had a kicker, Tom Dempsey, who was missing his half of his right foot, and he had a squared off toe. You know, the actual shoe was squared off, and it provided a flat, like a pitching
surface,
wedge.
Yeah.
You know, surface.
Right.
And everybody used to balk and complain that that wasn't fair. And they finally came to the realization that, well, he has no foot. So how would you want him to put on a pointed shoe?
That has nothing behind it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? So they got over that, and he started kicking field goals. He kicked a fixed 63-yard field goal.
Wow.
When he was with the Saints against Detroit. And that held up for a long time. But, you know, controversies are all part of it. And this is so embarrassing. There's nothing to it. Nobody cares. If you know, you'll see people, you'll see kickers before they put the ball down at the start of a game, before they tee it up, and they'll push on each end of the ball.
Right.
Just to get
the feel.
Just to get a feel, you know, of the ball.
Right.
Of what the pressure in the ball is. Somehow it, you know, it connects to how hard they have to kick it or something. But, nobody pays attention to the balls. Nobody. Unless they're wet, unless there's damage or something, or they're too glazed over because it's so cold. You can't get a grip on it.
Right.
So they said you can't use stick 'em now to use it to enhance, you know, the traction on the ball. So they got rid of that. And so now, in replace of that, they now started wearing These real soft leather golf gloves. And so they started to realize you could catch the ball in all kinds of weather
with
these gloves.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that cheating?
I would think so.
Isn't that cheating?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that altering the surface of catching the ball?
Yes, it is.
Well, then
tell the NFL. Maybe they'll do a big investigation.
Then, you know, they can investigate themselves all they want. And if I'm a judge, I throw out the this verdict that they said of taking Tom Brady's four games away and taking his money away. It's total BS, and this just goes to show everything that I've said is that you've got government football at work every moment. This is one of the reasons that I'm slowly weaning my way off of all sports. It's just.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Is that the deal? You kind of
can you see me?
No, I haven't noticed that. But it's like, what do you watch? Like one less baseball game, one less inning a day.
I start by just shaving an inning off each game.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
So you're now watching what, five innings?
I'm up to right around 6 2/3 innings.
Ooh, you might be seeing a couple of complete games then from some pitchers, huh?
I don't know. Not quite.
Well,
what that does, it also saves me from watching the Dodger bullpen.
You don't want to see, because you live in Los Angeles, you're watching the Dodgers, and that bullpen can get kind of rough around the
or
edges.
Or any bullpen, for that
any bullpen,
I mean,
is terrible.
You know, I flick the dial like everybody does, and you speed through it, and you say, oh, here's another home run. And they all just say, oh, this guy's hit his fifth home run of the weekend. And you wonder why. And then you see the you know, the hair brain, you know, who comes in out of the bullpen, who just got in from Paraguay the day before. And, you know, he's throwing baseballs over the heart of the
That's
plate.
It.
And they're going, bang, they're out of there. You know?
Back in the good old days, when Tommy Lasorda managed the Dodgers, I was watching this Tommy Lasorda, the Lasorda Chronicles they have on TV.
Yeah, I have
and
too.
Dodgermentary instead of documentary. And they're talking about, I think it was in the 88 World Series, where Oral Hershiser had such a great year. And it was like the Dodgers were ahead in this game, and it was the top of the ninth or the final inning, and Lasorda brought in Oral Hershiser to pitch, and there was nobody else left to pitch.
Well, he brought in a bulldog.
So he brought in the bulldog, and the bulldog had just pitched the day before, throwing 100-some-odd pitches.
Let me tell you something about bulldog.
Tommy, you brought in. This guy was tired. He pitched a whole complete game.
He was down there warming up. I was eating a pizza, and he was down there warming up. And I looked down there. I said, is that bulldog down there? And they said, tell Bulldog to sit down. We don't need him right now.
No, you called him into the game.
And that's right. And then I called him in. I finished the pizza, and then I called him in. That's what I did.
The bases were loaded, and had they tied the game, he would have had to keep on pitching. But he was able to, a little bloop in the center field, and the center fielder caught it thanks to that Bulldog. And you said, Tommy, while you were sitting on the bench, you were just really nervous about the whole thing that you brought him in.
And then I smelt that cheese sandwich that they brought in from that delicatessen.
Did that bring you back to reality?
Let me tell you something about that delicatessen.
It's pretty good. Good food there, Tommy.
It was one of the finest meals I've had during a game.
They don't make him like Tommy Lasorda anymore. He is the ambassador of baseball and a great
When we
mind.
Leave here, we got to go over and talk to Tommy about the Zika.
We do.
I'm sure he has an opinion.
He'll go
about
right
that.
In there. He eats a Zika virus if he has to.
He has an opinion, believe me.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood's so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alston. His What's Cooking on Wine radio show is broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101, or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now, 707-578-6101.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And by the way, Fred, we were talking about Tommy Lasorda just before the break. I gotta say, when he was managing the Dodgers, he had like 9 rookies of the year, I think, something like that.
In a row
that he had there. And so the Dodgers this year, I bring that up because this guy, Corey Seager, the shortstop they got, they're saying he's living up to baseball's number one prospect. Do you like the kid, Corey Seager?
I like him very much.
I do, too. He's... really doing something in the prospects. He started playing last year for the Dodgers and has been hitting home runs. He's been fielding really well. He seems to have a good eye for balls and strikes. I mean, this guy is pretty good. He had 98 bats last season, and he's had over 80 already now games in his career. And so he's ranking in the top four among players whose primary position is shortstop in batting average. That's pretty good for a kid.
21, 22.
So let me ask you about this, because they've got Chase Utley on the Dodgers on second base, and Utley is playing just incredibly great baseball.
He's my all-star second baseman.
I love this guy, and you know what? I'm really loving him. I used to not like him because I wasn't a Phillies fan, but now I'm watching him. This guy gives his all. He's one of those Pete Rose types. He's one of those Dave Roberts types that gets the uniform dirty. The guy's diving for balls and stuff. Do you think that helps Sager, Corey Sager, to have somebody like that playing with him?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons they brought him back for leadership. You know, when you got some guy like Chase Utley, who has won a world championship and has been to All-Star games and is very successful and has a work ethic, that kind of rubs off on you, unless you're Puig. But you've got...
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Did you just say unless you're Yasiel Puig?
That's right. That's right.
He's got a good arm, though.
And I've got the film to prove it.
Puig has got a good arm. But
yes, he does.
I like to watch him uncork one. And
yes,
also throw, too. He can uncork him and throw as well.
He can cork.
Yeah, so...
But the point is that, you know, you got Corey Seager, who has already has a mindset that has been established within his family. His brother is an infielder, outfielder with Seattle. And he's a very good player. And they say that Corey's probably the better of the two, or will be the better of the two. But I think it's great that you've got people like... Have you noticed Jock Peterson, how he's improved?
Yeah, he has improved. Why do you think? I mean, he's really doing better.
Well, he's intelligent, and he works hard.
Got a good hitting coach, because he used to kind of strike
attention out
a lot.
And he pays attention. He pays attention, and he's now kind of like relaxed, and he's a little bit more confident, a little older. Helps have all that experience under your belt, as they say.
By the way, shouts out to Carl Crawford of the Dodgers for getting a hit the other night.
Just want to let you know. Well, here's the other thing.
He got his hit for the week. Thanks.
I love the way he hustled to first base after he struck out.
The first month is in the books. Those Cubs are playing really, really well. Those Cubs are doing well. The Yankees coming back a little bit. And I'm telling you, Clayton Kershaw had a fabulous month of May, did a really good job in May. And how's that Zach Greinke doing for Arizona? Is he doing all right?
I don't hear
much about him these days.
He's 500.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he was so outstanding last year. I was wondering what's the deal.
I told you what happened.
What happened?
I'm telling you.
Tell me. Tell us all.
I've seen it.
What?
A million times. I believe that he and his lovely wife, when it came time to deciding, should we stay here? You know, they lived in Sherman Oaks.
We do the show from Los Angeles. When we say here, this is our home base for the national show.
Thank you. But they lived in Sherman Oaks. And they had a nice little life going on here with the Dodgers for a couple of years. He had tremendous success, made a lot of money, and then decided to opt out, which he did. And he went back to the Dodgers. Dodgers said, we'll give you 5 years, whatever. And he got six years with Arizona. And they weighed the two and decided to leave. Now, there's so much money involved, you could argue either way.
Right.
What's another year? You know, you're going to make $210, $220 million, or you're going to make $195 million, you know. You know, so and keep your lifestyle and you know, put down roots, you know.
Right.
And raise your family in an area and say, look, I'm going to be here for the duration. It takes a lot of... takes a lot of pressure off the family, so forth and so on. So they decided, we're going to go for the money. You'll never see this money again. And
probably
blah,
the
blah,
agent
blah.
Talked him into that. Those agents do it because they get a little more commission.
You know, I got to think when the agent and baseball and Greinke, it all comes down to the defining element is the wife. The wife
usually does.
You do not want to come home to a wife who's
upset,
made a mistake.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And so they had to decide, I'm going to stay here or am I going to go to Arizona and take the money? And they decided to take the money, and there they go. However, there's the philosophy of that move, and then there's also the reality of the consequences of that move. And so you've got a guy there who's in Arizona. Have you been to Arizona, by the way?
Yeah, nice. And it's a little warm in the summertime, no, but I like
you
Arizona.
You don't want to be in Arizona.
I like it.
You don't want to be there.
We're heard in Phoenix. That's a great cable town, I love Phoenix. And there's some good places.
But
it gets warm in the summer.
It's not a traditional sports town. It just isn't.
Well, now, hold on a second.
There's
spring training that's become like the hub of baseball.
I don't care about spring training. I don't care about spring training.
I'm going to take
I don't care about the basketball.
I'm going to get all the
or the Cardinals. It's not established big league sports town.
I like it.
Okay. You like it. Why? Because
nice, good air, and it's a wonderful...
No. Go to the beach. Go down here to the beach.
Well, there's no beach in Arizona, but there's beautiful...
Well, of course not.
Go up to Sedona, some great as Phoenix.
But the point is, that he's now here, and he sits there in between his starts and stares out into that terrible dome stadium. It's a dreadful place.
Have you watched the game there?
Yes.
But he's now 6-3, Fred. He's turned it around a little bit. He's his ERA.
Well, I'm sure he'll be successful where he goes. But the point is,
4.71 ERA.
The point is, they're in fourth place, and that's where they're going to be. And he's stuck. Believe me, it's no fun when you show up for training camp and when you're at the airport making those reservations to come home, you know exactly what flight you're going to be on when you come home when the season's over with.
Well, here it is. He's pitched 70 innings. He's got a 6-3 record. So if he's got like 9 games there, unless he had some non-decisions, he's getting close to, eight innings a game. That's him. It's good. Again, his ERA is getting down a little bit, 4.71. He was giving up a lot of walks at first. He walked 14, but his walk strikeout now, he's now struck out 60.
So
I think
tells
he's on
me,
track.
That tells
he's on
me,
track.
That tells me he has mental issues.
No, he's back on track.
No.
He's got mental issues. All right.
I think he's a mental case to begin with.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
See, you are really something else. I don't know. There's Madison Baumgartner there on the Giants. He's doing real well. I mean, this guy's 6-2. He's pitched about 72 innings, but his ERA is 2.12.
Well, he's a mental case. He's a real mental case.
Really, Madison Baumgartner?
Course, sure.
But he wins the game.
Sure.
I don't care. Put a mental case out there as long as he wins.
No, I think you
doesn't
have
matter.
To be. I think you have to.
You
be.
Have to be a mental case to win and play ball, right?
Yeah.
Were you
a
mental case in a game day situation in football?
Was.
Okay.
You're talking
all right,
to,
never mind.
You're talking
my question.
To, you're talking
you
to,
talk
the
to your neighbor's dog.
King of the road here, buddy.
You talk to your neighbor's dog all the time.
Yeah, well,
that's good.
I argue, with the lampshade.
Did you have a game face when you got in there for Sunday? Because you practice all week. Sunday was kind of like, leave me alone. It's my day to play football, I would think. Is that right? When you would be?
Basically, for me.
For you it was, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to talk to my teammates, and I want to enjoy the day and the pageantry of the moment. And I paid attention. I looked at a lot of things. TV timeouts were big for me because I'd talk to officials, and I'd talk to other players, and I would talk to a cheerleader, and I would talk to a lot of different people on the sidelines.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd talk to cheerleaders?
Absolutely.
Anything ever happen?
Fred, we're watching you.
Look, you got Tomas, our line producer. What I started
look
saying.
Look at Tomas in there.
Tomas' head cranked right in here. He says, cheerleaders? So anyway, so you would talk to the cheerleaders, or were they kind of excited to have one of the stars of the game to talk to them?
I don't know. I
what would you say to a cheerleader? You're in the middle of the
game. I don't know. I mean, how you doing? And, are your grades up?
Are your grades up? Is that what you asked? That was a lie to use of the cheerleaders. Are your grades up?
How you doing in school? How's the family? And don't
You're
forget
nice
to feed
guy.
Your dog. Did you let the dog out before he came to the game?
Nice. You're a nice guy. You really were, except when you would tackle people and you got a little mean.
Well, look, it's a jungle out there.
Who was the hardest person for you to tackle? Was there somebody that you just had like
Georgia Frontieri?
It's easy. I knew you'd have the answer right away. Just
She was come by the dorm during training camp.
What do you mean?
She'd come by the dorm and she'd walk by with her people and we'd whistle out the door,
Former owner.
She'd stop. Oh, whose room is this? You know, we had great rooms out there at Fullerton. We had the apartment houses
this
right there off of
Anaheim.
Fullerton. That's correct.
Yeah.
No. This was in training camp.
Oh, training camp.
This was in training camp.
So you had apartments there?
We had an apartment complex that had a cafeteria, a huge kitchen.
Right.
And then they had, had like 2 and 3 stories of apartments for coaches and the infrastructure for the press. And, had a press room there, and they had an interview room, and they had, apartments where you could put 4 to 5 players in one apartment.
Oh, so you guys roomed together.
They're houses. They're houses. So, in my room, in our facility.
Who was in your squad?
There was myself in the front side room, I was in the best room. Well, by myself.
You just get
Larry Brooks was on the waterbed in the living room. Jimmy Youngblood.
Yeah, Jim Youngblood.
Jack Youngblood.
Yeah.
And Rich Saul.
And they were all in the same place?
They had
their own rooms?
Jack and Rich shared a room,
yeah.
And then Larry and Jimmy shared a room, but Larry had the waterbed. It was too damn big. So they put him out in the living room. And, of course, I was in my area up in front. I'd look out the window all the time. You know?
See what's going on. Did you ever go out to Angelo's and Vinci's? That was probably just opening
time. No, I didn't know that.
Fullerton, you would have been there.
73?
Yeah, it was 83, 99. Yeah,
no.
It would have been.
Would have been there?
It would have been just opening right about that time.
Well, but if I didn't know.
40 some odd years has been around.
You should have let me know.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. Weekend edition for you here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Sports Byline, Sports USA. Anything with a sports in it, that's what we do. And we're here for you. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. I'm filling for you right now because he's eating a Kit Kat bar. The Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same period. The All-Pro defensive end. The acting legend, well, he was in Hunter for so many years, and really, that's an iconic series.
Too long, actually.
And then he was on Agent X this last year, as a crisis before that lands in. The list goes on movies and more. What do you mean too long in Hunter? You were fabulous in Hunter. You were so good in Hunter. You mesmerized Elizabeth Taylor. As a matter of fact, she was so taken with you. You and she went out on quite a few dates together. You told that story.
I told several stories.
At least the first date. I think you should tell the story of you in Brazil. I'm telling you, there's something about that when you just, the beautiful air. You were at the Ipanema beach. Was that? Is it crowded at that beach? Is it like world popular, like crazy?
That beach? Have you ever seen a microscopic close-up of fleas on a dog?
No, I have not.
Have you ever seen that?
I would guess it's jam-packed.
That's the way it is at Ipanema beach.
It is. You told me there's so many people there. You couldn't.
Man.
There was a guy took you down there. Was this one of your football cronies that took you down there to Brazil?
No.
This was just a friend, and they said, we're going to go to the beach, and you couldn't find a place to sit down on the beach?
No. It was in 1970. All right, here it goes. I was in 1970.
Yeah.
After my second year with the Giants, I took a Braniff Airlines down to Sao Paulo, Brazil, to visit a friend of mine.
Nice airline.
Who had taken the job as a teacher for the children of American consulate.
Oh, this is a good job.
It was a nice job.
Teaching the kids.
Yeah, and you know, he had a credential, and he was good, and so he was an educator there. The consulate down there hired him, and so I went down to see him, and I spent a couple weeks down there.
This was at what time of year?
This is in January.
Well, that's their summer in the Southern Hemisphere.
Of course, yeah. So it timed out nicely.
Yeah.
And, of course, I never knew. I'd never been down there before. So we went down there, and then we just hung around. And then one of the ideas was to drive from Sao Paulo, Brazil, north to Bahia for Carnival.
Oh, that's big.
Carnival's
big.
It's massive.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But that whole East Coast is crawling. Crawling with people.
It's summertime.
It's just insane.
Summertime in Brazil.
By the way, did you know that Brazil is the second largest population of Japanese in the world?
I did not know that. You are just so full of information.
Well, I write this stuff down.
So you've got Brazilians there. You got international.
Well, I'm in the back seat. I'm on my way up to Bahia, and I look out and I see a bunch of Japanese people, and I make a note of it. I take my pen out. Like I always have a pen and the
very
paper.
Very observant.
Spiral notepad.
Yeah.
And I make my note. I said, there must be an awful lot of Japanese here in Brazil. And I would venture to say, .. that there's probably more Japanese in Brazil outside of Japan than any place in the world. And, in fact, it is the truth.
That's the case.
That is the case.
So did you get a chance to go on the beach and sit down there a little bit? Did you find a spot?
Well, you know, when you travel, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen to you.
Of course.
You know. I mean, I'm looking at this thing here. Paul Gasol's now saying,
about the Zika virus.
I'm not going down there. Zika.
So you guys were traveling together in the same car.
So we're traveling around the same car. But anyway, that was a different time. That was a different story. But that was the time where Barry, who was a Brit, who was working for this company from England, Great Britain, he was there, and my friend Greg, who was the teacher at the consulate, and Barry were roommates.
So
he met Barry, this guy Barry,
Barry
who, was,
Greg
a,
and
who
you.
Was a Brit, who I immediately did not like.
Why was that?
Because he immediately did not like me.
Okay, so there's a little friction going on in the vehicle.
Yeah, so there was a lot of friction at the beginning because my complaining
about what?
My complaining about like running water. you know.
So it's kind of like a little.
I said, can we go to a restaurant that has running water? Is that a possibility?
So you got to be careful because a lot of places.
But look, if you go to if you go right on the beach, it's like you know, one of these big, huge cities like Miami Beach,
right,
with all the facilities. But if you go like about a quarter of a mile in,
yeah,
you're in the deep.
You're in the facilities.
You're in the favela.
No changing rooms.
You know what that word means?
No. What is the
favela? You're in the dregs. You're in the worst despotic environments.
So you got to be careful where you go.
You better.
Where did Barry take you guys?
So anyway, so you know, I said, well, let's just drive around and take a look what's going on. So we drove around, looked around, everything, and you know, it was soccer this, soccer that. I saw the most beautiful women.
Of course, Brazilian.
In the world down there, you know, who
the
were
girl
like,
from Ipanema,
who were 12 and 13 years old.
No, come on.
No,
really?
No.
They're beautiful at that age?
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I wouldn't talk
you
about
know, all
too
these,
much of
all
the
show. These, well, why not? All these agencies.
Yes.
I'm talking about them correctly.
Yes.
All these agencies go down there to get them to be
models.
Models.
Yes, they do. They're beautiful
and
Brazilian
so,
models.
So they come down in the summertime with their paddle boards, and they walk around you know, topless.
So there's a lot of topless
of
beaches
course.
Then, too.
Yes, of course there
so,
is.
Okay, so you're on this beach. Did you get on the beach finally and find a spot?
So, no, well, I'm with Barry, and we decide we're going to drive up to Bahia. And he says, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to load the car, Greg. And there's so much. We have to take our luggage. We have to stay somewhere when we get up to Bahia. And I said, hey, Barry, why don't you shut up? And load your ass in the car, and let's point this thing north, and let's get rolling. Don't worry about
you weren't very nice
your.
To Barry.
I was tired of Barry, and you know, look, you know, I had a long trip from New York down.
Yeah, that's a big flight.
That's a big flight.
It is. You were playing for the Giants at that
and,
time.
Yeah,
right?
And my back was out because of the seating.
All right, so you're a little annoyed.
Yeah, I asked the waitress up there on the airplane, you know, whatever her name, Betty. I said, "Can I sit in your jump seat? Can I sit?"
Because you wanted to stretch,
yeah,
right?
She says, "No, sit down or I'll call the cops."
Okay, so there you go.
Anyway, so now we're in the. He's driving. And the roads, when I tell you the roads are narrow, and they're two lane. They're two lane, one each way, and they're narrow.
Pretty tight.
This is a key to this story.
Really? Okay, so it's just a narrow road.
This is a narrow road.
Two lane, one lane each
There's
way.
There's no highway lighting.
Oh.
The only lighting comes from your car and the car coming at you in the other lane.
So you guys were driving at night a little
There's
bit.
No speed limit.
Oh, my.
So, when I get in the car and, you know, we're driving along and I'm saying, gee whiz, you know, this is nice. The sun's going to go down. We're going to see we're going north. So the ocean's on our right.
Okay.
You know, and the sun is setting on our left.
Yep.
So getting nice shadows, you know, so we're nicely positioned for a nice evening. And Barry's just driving along. And I start to notice Barry is kind of like, you know when you have other people in the car, you're supposed to be responsible.
Yes,
you I could
be.
See that he was not responsible.
He wasn't safe.
He had both hands on the wheel, and then he was kind of like steering it, and then he'd be looking around and talking to Greg,
so
looking
you
in the rearview mirror. He wasn't paying attention. Right. And I said, "Hey, Barry, I was in the back seat. I figured if we were going
to you in the back seat, you're pretty tall.
Well, it was a lot of room.
Okay."
He had this crappy car, this
with a lot of room,
this Toyota, this thing. But which I mean, the thing really maneuvered, and it was great on gas. Yeah. So I had gas in the back seat. By the way, speaking of gas, so we're going north, and we're on a two lane highway.
Yeah, that must have made for a nice ride.
Well,
you can see where Barry might get a little annoyed.
Yeah,
so I'm
bombing away. I'm bombing away in the back seat,
yeah.
And Barry's up in the front. He goes, my God, what's going on back there, Fred? And I said, hey, Barry, shut up. Keep your eye on the road and let you go.
But you're bombing
in
the back
seat. Of course. And so I said, I'm in Brazil. I'm a Caucasian. I'm in Brazil, like you idiot.
Must have some bad food or something.
And so I tell Greg, who's up in the front, you know, he's a, he's a science teacher.
You know, yeah, right. Teaching the kids.
He's a professor. He's very very ethereal and very reflective about well, the sun's going down at a 14-degree angle, and he's doing all that stuff.
Right.
And he's making notes. And I said, Greg, tell Barry, your buddy Barry. I'm very sarcastic when I start to get on edge.
When you get on edge,
I'm very sarcastic.
You are very. I've seen
so
you.
So I lean forward on the seat, and now I'm right over Barry's shoulder.
Yeah. Oh boy.
And I tell Barry, I said, Barry, you stack this thing up, I swear to you, I will crawl from that tree where I'm going to be thrown. I'm going to crawl out of the trees and strangle you.
So to get him to calm down
I'll
a little bit?
I'll beat your corpse to a pulp.
Did he calm down and
he goes, well, won't you sit back in the seat, Fred, and leave me alone? And I said, all right, just steer this thing in the right direction. Now the sun goes down, and I don't realize that there's oncoming cars now. They're Mercedes-Benz trucks.
Oh, those are pretty big.
Those are big.
Yeah.
In the back of those trucks are like 500 Brazilians standing up.
That's what they use to transport them around?
That's Uber.
That's Uber.
That's their Uber.
In those days, that was the Uber cab.
That's the Uber. So I said, hey, Barry, don't you think it's a little, why don't you get over to the right?
Give him a little
because
room.
Because that truck is wider than his lane.
Yes, right.
It was.
Yeah, of course.
And I started getting nervous, and I said, hey, Greg, and he was asleep, you know. So I said, hey, Barry, let's dial this thing down. I said, let me drive. No, I'm supposed to drive. This is my vehicle. You know, the insurance won't cry. There's no such thing as insurance in Brazil, Barry.
Oh.
So I'm arguing with this guy for hours, up and down,
What's been a pleasant
trip. So I said, look.
Beautiful conversation.
I said, why don't you, Barry, it's pitch black. Why don't you pull over at this next gas station here and so we can grab something to eat? I said,
you shouldn't have any more to eat. You already had an upset stomach.
Well, so he says, okay. So he pulls over and we get out.
Oh,
and we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
The only light is the gas station. It's got a flickering neon bulb.
Oh.
It's just driving me crazy. I go in and I see a packet of six boxes of raisins.
Oh, raisins. You were eating healthy at that time.
Jesus.
So what did you do with them?
So
you bought them?
What did I do? I threw them at people.
Wait, come on.
So I said, I think
raisins?
I'll take these raisins.
Not a candy bar, raisins?
No, I said, give me, there's no Kit Kats. So I got the box of raisins, the package of raisins. We hit the road, filled up with gas. Greg is now feeling himself again. Now he starts to ask Barry, hey, Barry, you why don't you slow down a little bit? You're going too fast.
So he woke up and got him in
his head. Yeah, so he said, hey, what are you doing? I go, he's been doing that for the last 3 hours, Greg. You've been asleep and looking out the window. So why don't you wake up? Because I'm about ready to take over the wheel. Now we're speeding. I said, are we in Bahia yet? He goes, no, we got six more hours to drive.
At night.
Have you seen the map from Sao Paulo to Brazil?
Big country.
To Bahia? It's like driving from here to Seattle.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, so there's that music again. So I'm eating these boxes. I'm eating these boxes.
Of raisins.
I'm drinking water. I'm eating the boxes of raisins. And soon enough, later on, in about 3 or 4 hours later, sun starts to come up, and I'm looking around, and I look down at the box, and I look inside the box, and it's loaded with bugs.
Were they in there when you were eating the raisins?
Of course. I must have ate six boxes of bugs.
It was kind of like a precursor of the Zika virus, probably. Are you all right to this day?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I was so pissed at
Barry. That must have given you some more gas. I got to believe that.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best, fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
We're back on the Sports Show. I'm Mike LaHorn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And joining us in this segment, Fred's neighbor, Paul.
Yeah,
Paul
neighbor Paul.
Stern. You guys live in the same area.
This is a segment where we have neighbor Paul come in.
And neighbor Paul's traveling this weekend, aren't you?
I am indeed traveling. I'm headed on up to the Napa Valley area of California.
What's going on up there?
I'm going to attend a wine auction called Auction Napa Valley.
You like port, Fred Dreyer. You think maybe might send neighbor Paul out to
Could you pick me up a couple of cases of port?
Just what I was thinking.
Yeah, there's a great port producer called Prager.
Prager Port?
That is correct.
Dennis Prager Port.
No, I don't believe
it's
any relation.
I'm sorry.
It's Prager Port?
It is Prager Port.
Will you get him some?
I will definitely do
that. Give me three or four cases.
Three or four cases?
Three or four cases?
I'll try to bring that on back.
Is the car safe? You got your car? Are you driving up there?
The car is very safe. Got new tires. Got Kelly tires. I had went with the brand called Linglong in the past.
Linglong are great. They sell a lot of those in Brazil to the Japanese people there, the Linglongs. Yeah. But those didn't last too long, did they, the Linglong tires? I haven't heard ads for them.
No, they made about...
Hi,
they made
buy
it to
a Linglong tire. 30 for car.
Be careful.
I got 30,000.
Yes.
You got what?
30,000?
I got about 30,000 miles.
That's good.
Linglong.
That's pretty good.
Is that pretty
That's
good?
Not bad.
Or are they getting thin?
They were getting very thin.
No Michelins?
Yeah.
No Michelins on the United... You know, you go to Costco. They got those deals there where you get the Michelin tires. That's what you should get for that.
I went on over to Just Tires.
What do you have on that vehicle of yours, that dryer mobile?
I've got the stock brand that came with the car.
What is that brand?
It's Goodyear.
That's a good,
it's a good tire. It's good.
It's a Goodyear tire. It's a fine tire.
So you got Kelly tires. Well, Goodyear's a fine tire?
Kelly. I like the way that you said that, Fred.
Kelly. What?
Goodyear is a fine tire.
It's a fine tire. When the rubber hits the road with Goodyear, you're as secure as you can possibly feel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer available.
I feel like...
To be a spokesperson for your product.
Let me tell you something about those tires.
Yeah.
They are like riding on a cloud.
That's our show. We're out of time. You
Boy,
missed
is it.
Log on to our website. Follow Fred on Twitter.
You just murdered
Fred
an hour's worth of airtime.
_ Dreyer. That's his handle there.
Did we accomplish anything, Paul?
Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him.
Paul,
Fred,
you take notes on
Dreyer
the show, don't you?
CRNTalk.com.
Well, you did a great commercial read.
It's good. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at CRNTalk.com.
I got that out of the show.
Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I hope next week we have a show.
I think we will. It'll be good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for putting up with this.
Have a good trip, neighbor Paul.
Yes, Paul.